Now, WGN Radio's daily conversation about the life of business and the business of life. This is The Opening Bell with Steve Grzanich on 720 WGN.
Good morning again, everybody. It is Wednesday here on The Opening Bell. We thank you for being here with us for it. Our conversation about jobs and careers continues this morning with a conversation about the latest Illinois jobs report. And a new report about how employees are feeling confident enough to be looking for other jobs and why that's concerning to employers. Joining us this morning, Michelle Reisdorf, Regional Vice President of Robert Half Chicago. Michelle, good morning and welcome.
Good morning, Steve.
The new jobs report from Illinois shows a continued ticking down of unemployment in the state. We've added jobs between May and July, and nationally the jobs numbers are still strong as well. Anything in any of the numbers you're seeing to suggest that's going to change anytime soon?
No, it's definitely been, unemployment has definitely been very low and very strong for most of this year.
Notion, too, that it's low enough and there are enough job openings that employees are confident to look for another job, indicated by the monthly job openings report, 7.3 million open jobs right now. Talk to us a little bit about this confidence factor that you've sort of surveyed and found in the latest report by Robert Half.
Yep. So definitely 46% of employees currently plan to look for a new job this year. And 74% of Chicago employers are definitely concerned about retention.
Talk to us a little bit about from both sides of that. First of all, from the employee side, what kinds of things should they be doing if they're getting ready to jump and look for another job? And then on the manager's side of that, what can be done to ease some of their concern?
Well, I think first an employee really has to decide, you know, when is it a time to look for a new job? And maybe really understand, why do they want a change? Is it just about the position not being fulfilling, or do they feel it's because they're being underpaid? You know, maybe it's just even professional development. You know, sometimes they don't always have to leave. If they talk to their employer, they can maybe determine what changes, if any, would convince them to stay or improve, you know, their current situation. You know, from an employee standpoint, employees definitely need to be concerned about retention right now. The hiring market is very, very competitive. You know, if an employee is looking, chances are they're probably going to get 2, 3, maybe 4 different offers available out there, and oftentimes, you know, definitely for more money. Because unemployment is so low, it's very hard for employers to find new employees to fill a role. So they can't take the attitude of, you know, well, if this person leaves, I'll find someone new. It's much smarter for them at this point to work with a current employee to do what they can to retain them. And it's not always about money. Sometimes, you know, it's about a greater challenge, flexible work schedule, remote work options, you know, things like that.
Yeah, I've always been, at least, then this is just a personal anecdote, a little nervous about going in and having a conversation like that with a boss, because I've always just been concerned that if I go in and indicate that I'm maybe not happy in some sort of way, that that's just going to be the end of it right there. How do we get over that fear?
Well, I think it's about how you approach that conversation. So if you walk in the door with an attitude of, I'm not happy, versus, you know, walking in and saying, hey, I'd like to sit down and schedule some sort of evaluation or performance, maybe discuss my career development. I think an employer looks at it as, you genuinely like your job or the company, and, you know, maybe you just want to, you know, sit down and discuss career development so that you can look at other ways of, you know, taking on more, being more challenged, which might in turn be able to, you know, allow you to ask for more money, et cetera, without coming in and just saying, I'm unhappy.
Yeah, on the management side of this, Michelle, again, remind us that this is a pretty expensive proposition to replace, to recruit, replace, and get somebody on board, isn't it?
Yes, very much so right now. Like I said, with unemployment numbers so low, very, very difficult to find solid, good talent to fill your roles.
In your conversations with your company's conversations with people about not only the retention issue, but perhaps moving on, what are the trends out there? What are they telling you about what is going on in the job market, not only maybe in interviews, but just in the search and recruitment process as well?
Well, you know, I definitely think, like I said, candidates have lots more options. So, you know, don't just jump ship because you're unhappy about a certain situation. If you are truly looking, you want to take the time to look because you do have multiple options. From, an employer standpoint, because the market is so competitive, employers need to move a little bit faster than normal because top talent does have multiple options. And if you don't move efficiently through the hiring process, you're going to lose out on a great candidate.
I wonder, what are the hot positions out there these days?
Well, specifically, you know, accounting and finance is very, very tight. You'll find that's under 2% unemployment, you know, when the state is sitting somewhere around 4.2 and federally we're sitting at 3.7. IT always continues to be a hot area for jobs, sitting at about 1.6%. And then administrative managers, marketing and sales, those two are also very, very tight, sitting anywhere from 1 to 2%.
We've been hearing a lot of talk over the last couple of weeks about a possible recession. At what point does the job market indicate possible recession? When do we start seeing signs that something's happening with the jobs numbers?
You know, we really haven't seen that at all. In fact, it's tightened for us, and clients are definitely very much still looking for top talent. We haven't seen that at all.
If you were going to give a piece of advice to either side of this equation this morning, what would it be?
You know, again, from a candidate perspective, I would say before you look to jump ship, set up some time to go in and talk with your current employer because, you know, you certainly, if you like a company or the boss that you work with, you can certainly improve the situation by setting up some time to have that career development discussion. From a company perspective, please make sure that you are paying your candidates, your employees competitively. They have too many options today, and really work hard to re-recruit your best employees, to be very involved in their careers and take time to check in and take stock of their happiness on the job, because it will certainly keep you from having to be, you know, in a market, in a very, very tight market looking for top talent.
Well, Michelle, we appreciate your expertise, sharing your expertise with us this morning. As always, thank you for being on this morning.
Thank you for inviting me.
Michelle Reisdorf, Regional Vice President of Robert Half Chicago, the global human resource consulting firm. And you can find them online at roberthalf.com.